Raiders. Poor second 40 cost them dearly in that contest. They lost 28-18. And the Dragons, well, they're coming off their loss to the Roosters. They never really turned up. I reckon they might have gone to the SCG or possibly Henson Park, where the Roosters used to play in the 80s. They lost 42-6. So it's sort of step over the carcass and start again, as a friend of mine would say. The Eels, I like them. I think they're going to send out the stadium a winner, like they brought the stadium in a winner. I like them 1-12. I think the Dragons have got a little bit of ability, so they can't lose 13+. So I'm going to go Eels 1-12. And Bevan French, that exciting little fullback, to score another try across the 80 minutes, boys.
All right, Jono, you've got $5 left in your betting account for your life. Who do you put it on to win the comp at this stage?
Oh, that is a very good question. I'm going to go, you know what? I dare to dream. The Canberra Raiders, they've been playing brilliant football, great mix of youth and experience in that side. They've got Ricky Stewart as a coach. He knows what it takes to win a comp as a player and a coach. Dare to dream, go the Raiders, $5 on the green machine, boys.
Yeah, they should have had it on 6 months ago when they were 50 or 60 to 1.
Well, yeah, but that's okay. Still
all right,
fine.
Win's a win. Jono, love your work. Take the rest of the day off and we'll catch you with the BSB from tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Kev. Thank you, Trent.
Jono Farr from the Big Sports Breakfast. Trent, that about wraps it up for today.
Going to be a big day, Kevin, and looking forward to plenty, especially with the trots at Tabcorp Park, Melton. And once again, a couple of matches in the NRL and the AFL home and away season finishes, and there's the week off, and then they get into the finals for both codes.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? The week off before the semis in the AFL. That's only a new concept, isn't it?
This will be the first and only time, Kevin, they'll have it.
Yeah, I can't believe they're giving up a weekend in Melbourne to the Storm.
Yes, I'll be there for it.
Oh, well, of course you will. working. Yeah, thank you, Trent.
Thanks, Kevin.
Trent Langscale from tab.com.au. In just a moment, it's Chasing and Pacing Rewind.
Every day, Sky Sports Radio offers a wide range of racing programs. Thursday mornings at 10:30, don't miss Chinwag with Cozzy. Sean Cosgrove brings you absorbing insights into racing characters from around the country. You can talk to me. Everything racing, Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee, buy any Bosch washing machine and receive a bonus year supply of Cult Power washing powder. A fantastic bonus from Bosch and Bing Lee. Conditions apply. See binglee.com.au or in store for details.
There's nothing better than watching a standard bread extend into his action. Hear it, feel it, live it on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Well, the Eagle has landed in Melbourne. What a day it is. The Breeders' Crown Finals Day, and Greg Hayes from On The Pace and In The Gig will be giving us the late mail all afternoon on Sky Sports Radio, and Hayes is with us. Good morning to you, Greg.
Good morning, Kev. How are you?
Well, I'm well. Look, Breeders' Crown Finals Day, we had Adam Hamilton on. He was pumped, no doubt, as you are as well. One of the great days of the year for you.
Exactly. All the big guns are there. It really is a genuine Australia versus New Zealand battle out at Melton this afternoon when you've got the likes of Emma Stewart taking on Mark Purden. So it should be an absolute cracker. And, the New South Wales trained horses will have a genuine chance. Obviously, Kingira Beach is a short price favourite in the two-year-old Colton Geldings. And Shane Tritton, he's on the crest of a winning wave at the moment after Lombo Kota Kinabalu last night proved too strong in the Vic Frost Cup.
Yeah, and we'll get Shane on for a chat in just a moment. Before we get to Shane, talk me through the Where Horses Fly Menangle Country Series finals. Now, there were two finals last night at listed level, restricted to horses trained in excess of 100k's from Menangle Park. Standing won race four for Bruce Harpley, and the Real Eagle won the fifth for David Moran. How old's this concept?
Yeah, they've raced those at Menangle for probably a couple of years. It was something that they brought in where a chance for the country horses to race for good prize money on a Saturday night at Menangle. They run heats around all parts of the state, and horses qualify in those heats and then come to Menangle for the final. So it's effectively stopping what they were initially doing, trying to stop the city trainers who race for the big prize money each and every week, taking their horses out to the country to qualify and then come back for the city for the big city money in the final. So Bruce Harpley, did a good job last night. Talented horse, the horse of Brad Hilly has a really good story behind it. It had a long, long time off the scene. Has been a very long time to get the horse back, but deserved that win last night. And, you know, that's something different for the country trainers too. Not to, well, there's no other 1400 metre track in New South Wales. So obviously to bring those horses to town to race on the big track isn't an easy task. And congratulations to both Bruce and Brad last night.
All righty. Well, we have Shane Tritton set to go on the phone. He's with us right now. Shane, good morning to you.
Yeah, guys.
Shane, massive performance last night by Lombo Kota Kinabalu. No time taken officially. They're saying just over the 150 mark off the video. You must have been really happy with him.
Yeah, very. Look, I've been in Melbourne for the last sort of 2 weeks, so the team in Sydney has looked after him for me, and you know, Mum and Kirsten and you know, a guy called Nathan Giles is doing a lot of the track work with him, and you know, they pretty much kept him ticking over, and it was been hard for me to be away from him, to be honest, because he's got bad legs, but. Look, they've done a terrific job, and yeah, Lauren said she didn't pull the plugs again, and he just felt enormous. So, you know, he keeps getting better and better. The fitter he's getting.
Is the injury a ticking time bomb? Will there be a day where you'll go to the stables and he'll just have to be retired for good, or is it something that, you know, with a little bit of TLC you can get him through to the next stage of his career?
Well, look, he's had a lot of work. It's not like we've just started racing him and we're waiting for something to happen. He's had a good, you know, 10 months work where he works just as hard as he races. So, you know, at this stage, it's held together for quite some time. And, you know, horses like Lenny the Shark and a few others have had similar injuries and obviously been able to hold it together for a substantial period of time. So we're very hopeful that, you know, he should stay sound and touch wood, and we can only just take things as they come. But he's definitely, you know, getting to a fitness level now that you know, we're very happy with, and he's obviously showing his potential.
Well, just hold that there for a tick, guys. Just listen to the tail end of how good this win was here last night.
Stick with the favourite, and Lombo Kota Kinabalu's raced right away. It's put a gap in them, 25, 30 metres in front, and the further they go, Lombo Kota Kinabalu, it gets further in front. It's in one race, the other's in a different postcode. How easy is this? Lombo Kota Kinabalu bolts in the Vic Frost, won by 30 metres. Second, possibly Saloon Passage, pop from the beach.
You don't see the free-for-all races won by that sort of margin. Does he do a lot of work in the Water Walker at Menangle?
Yeah, look, he's been using it quite a bit in the last sort of month, and you know, I think you know, it's good that he's got to a level of fitness to where we don't really do a lot with him. We just let him sort of tick along, and you know, I think he's responding well to that. And look, I had to put a dash plan on Lauren to fly back because she's got such a good affinity with the horse, and. Look, I'll probably never start him unless she can drive him, and I think, you know, that everything's just working in a good system with him, and, you know, if we can keep him doing what he's doing, then, you know, he could be a pretty exciting horse for us.
Do you nominate him for the Inter Dominion?
Well, look, I had sort of aired on not. I had a look at the program just to see what there is for him, and I'm very tentative to sort of back off and you know, try and keep him for the better races, so... for that reason, we may nominate him just to see where he sits in the rankings, and you know, we're very mindful that he does have an injury, so sometimes you've got to, you know, just keep rolling along while you can, because you don't know how long they're going to last for. And like I said, he's very sound and he's very, very healthy and very happy, so you know, I think he'd be competitive, and you know, we may just end up there.
And what's the report on Salty Robin after he galloped last night?
Yeah, look, I think there was a horse outside him that galloped sort of same time to him, and I think they sort of scared each other. And when he galloped, he actually injured himself. He struck his just below his fetlock on his leg, so it took quite a gash out of his foot, which is obviously why he galloped the second time and was sort of pacing ungreenly. But the vet's pretty confident that we've dodged a pretty hefty bullet, and you know, he just got a. Hope that heals up nicely and take no harm from it. But yeah, I think he probably was just a bit fresh and just got a bit of a fright at the start and just got it wrong. But yeah, I think we've been very lucky that he didn't injure himself worse than what he did.
Well, you've already had some success this weekend. Could be an even bigger day today with Tingira Beach at Melton. How are your nerves going into this afternoon's race? Yeah, look, I had a couple of quiet drinks with the owners last night, and they probably settled my nerves more than anything. You know, they're sort of going into this, you know, with a obviously more at stake than me, and they said, look, we've got the Vic size in the bag. He's already won that, so today let's just have a free swing, and you know, he's going to burn the gate, and if he wins, that'd be great, and if he gets beat, well, you know, it's only going to be bad luck, and hopefully we can, you know, move on to better things next season.
You had the fresh go home, Joe?
Yeah, she got a little bit of an injury during the week, and it was just untimely. It's not nothing serious, but it just meant that she couldn't start today. It wouldn't have been safe, so she'll probably go to the paddock now, and yeah, hopefully come back as a better 3-year old.
And what about in the 4-year olds? I know there's a lot of experts today saying that's the race of the day. You've got Artistic Flight and Controversial going around. What are your thoughts in that race?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I'd love Artistic Flight to actually show some gate speed. It would be nice. If he could lead or get off on them, I think he's good enough to mix it with them. But his gate speed sometimes lets him down. But and Controversial, you know, he's a horse that's racing well enough to be competitive without, you know, being a front running chance. But you only want to push forward, and you know, he'll be trying to lead if he can. And you know, like a lot of my owners, if they get to the front, they don't really want to hand over. So. Well, it could make it an interesting race, but they both just probably need to find just a little bit of gate speed. Today.
And what race are you looking, apart from the horses, the races you've got horses in, what race are you looking forward to the most?
I kind of like to see the clash of Heaven's Trend and Rock and Roll Magic. I think them two are, you know, for the Emma Stewart stable, I'm very curious to see how that plays out, because I've put a lot of time for Heaven's Trend, and I'd be interested to see how they go with a stablemate on their back. But, look, the 2 2-year-old races for me are definitely the, you know, the race that we're getting most excited about for obvious reasons. And even the fillies, you know, I think, you know, my little filly might be an outside chance of, you know, causing a bit of a ruckus. And, you know, hopefully we get through them two races and be happy with their performances, and it'll be a great day.
All right, mate. Well, all the best of luck, and I'll see you out at the track later today.
Too easy. Thanks, bud.
All right, there he is, Shane Tritton. And just looking at the races here, Hazy, we've got the 2-year-old colts and geldings at 422 and the 2-year-old fillies at 458. Both of those races are worth $280,000. Richest races on the program. Does that suggest they're the most eagerly awaited?
Probably. Look, I think they're the ones that all the owners are trying to win. I think the 4-year-old Entires and Geldings is probably going to be an interesting clash, because you've got Ideal for Real taking on TCB McRae, and those two horses, you know, this 4-year-old race has a tendency to throw up the you know, the next generation of Grand Circuit horses. So a lot of people will be watching that. Obviously, our Waikiki Beach goes around in the 3-year-old colts and geldings, and he's going to be a horse that plenty of people are tuning in to watch as well. There's just so many good races on the program, but if you ask the owners, the 2-year-olds are definitely the one they want to win with the $280,000 up for grabs.
All right, well, the 4-year-old Entires and Geldings you talk about there, the Group 2, that's race 8 at 529. The 3-year-old colts and geldings is race 4 at 314. The first race is the 3-year-old trotting fillies, race 1 at 126. And the last race, 4-year-old mares, race 10 at 632. It's a busy afternoon for you, sir.
Exactly right. It's a big day. We're on air from 11:45 this morning with a preview on Sky Racing 1. The Adelaide Crows, Josh Jenkins will be part of that preview, Adam Hamilton, and also Jason Bonington. So we've got a massive show coming up, and I've just touched down at the racetrack right now.
Outstanding, and we'll catch you late mail before every race as well here on Sky Sports Radio. Hazy, give us a couple of tips for today, some of your best.
I'm pretty keen on Custodian in the trotters. And in the baby trotters, I think that horse can run an absolute cracker. And I think if you go, I'm actually pretty keen on Chainsaw. So I know it's very short, Tingira Beach, but I think it can be a good anchor for all of your bets throughout the afternoon.
Great work, Greg. Thanks for your time. Enjoy your day at Tabcorp Park, Melton, this afternoon.
Thanks, Kev. See you later.
Greg Hayes here from, Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Hazy, of course, on the pace Tuesday morning, in the gig also on Sky TV. Breeders' Crown Day at Tabcorp Park, Melton, and Greg Hayes giving us the late mail all afternoon here on Sky Sports Radio. 16 to 11, it is Chasing and Pacing Rewind. In just a moment, we'll have a look at the week in greyhound racing. And again, there's been some big races overnight and on Friday night. More of that in just a moment.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse have a sensational filly related to Group 1 winner Lone Rock. By Snitzel, the hottest sire in Australia, and Gay's trained two of his Group 1 winners, Wongina and Sweet Idea.
Snitzel is my favourite sire. This filly, purchased by Dynamic, is the nicest type I've seen in years. If she's not a winner, nothing will be.
Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
If you love a bet, then we'll bet you love the jackpots and specials coming your way every week. So place a bet you'll never forget today on the Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
At Bing Lee, buy any Bosch washing machine and receive a bonus year supply of Cold Power washing powder. A fantastic bonus from Bosch and Bing Lee. Conditions apply. See binglee.com.au or in-store for details.
Hi Australia, this is my new album.
This is Pure and Simple, the brand new album from Dolly Parton. Featuring 12 new songs, recorded in classic Dolly Parton style. Plus, a bonus disc of Dolly's greatest hits. Keep it pure and simple with Dolly Parton and her new album, out now.
I hope you're going to love it.
Fly Like an Eagle, by the same sire as Some Beach Somewhere. 7 group wins and 10 group placings. New Zealand 2-year-old of the year and still holds the record for fastest 2-year-old over the mobile 1700 metres. As a late 3-year-old, he won 7 consecutive races. Breed to a New South Wales stallion and be eligible for $9,000 in bonuses. Fly Like an Eagle, standing at Yirrabee Stud. Visit yirrabee.com.au. Sky Sports Radio has Tab Talk every morning at 10. Racing, sports, guests galore, and the all-important Tab Markets. Join the Tab Talk family every morning on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world,
but Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
And it is Chasing and Pacing Rewind 13 to 11 from thedogs.com.au. Stuart Turner, good morning.
Morning, Kev. How are you going today?
I'm well. How's your voice after last night? Listening to a few race replays this morning, the crowd at Angle Park, they were getting right into it for the Group 1 National Distance titles last night. How did you view the night?
Well, yeah, I mean, they certainly were. And I think, look, after this week in greyhound racing, I think we needed something special at the Nationals last night at Angle Park. And, yeah, as you said there, that's exactly what we got. Two super sprint and distance titles. Worm Burner taking the sprint decider in absolutely fabulous fashion, and Ring the Bell doing the same in the distance final as well with an absolutely terrific finish. And, look, another win for his trainer, Gerry O'Keefe, and what a year he's had, Kev. It's been an absolute fairy tale for him.
Okay, well, Gerry O'Keefe standing by. We'll bring him up following the race. Let's have a listen to Ring the Bell and see how Ring the Bell picked up the Group 1 National Distance title at Angle Park. Ring the Bell.
Ready. And away, Big Easy Red, Cardiology the first to see out now. Big Easy Red drives hard, keeps out Cardiology early. Ring the Bell, third, the Big Guns are 1, 2, 3 early. Fourth, Senator Manelli, back midfield, running incredibly wide was Whitaker. Getting to midfield, Springvale, Bryn, further back in the field was Mahalo Miss. Then came Parsec Bale, last is Whitaker. Out of the straight they go, taking over Cardiology, slip clear, 3 lengths now, the margin. Senator Manelli pulled to the outside. In the centre there was Big Easy Red. The inside came Ring the Bell, back behind those. Springvale Bryn, it's still Cardiology for New South Wales, leading by 3 lengths to Big Easy Red from Queensland. They then came behind those, Ring the Bell, it's Cardiology clear, Ring the Bell starting to storm home, Ring the Bell for Victoria, flushing home. Parsec Bale has got second for South Aussie and
all right, Ring the Bell got home there. Stuart, paid $2.30 on the tote, so obviously plenty of putters suggested it was a good thing.
Yeah, definitely, and Ring the Bell had an absolutely fantastic year, and yeah, as you mentioned there, he was the favourite, and he had the handy draw from box two as well, but look, I thought he'd left that run too late. Cardiology was well in front in the closing stages, but just seemed to tie up a little bit, and Ring the Bell just look, seemed to grow wings, actually, and over those last 100 metres came absolutely flashing home, and another great win. And as I said, Gerry O'Keefe, he's had a wonderful year, and he really deserves this success.
And Gerry's here for you now. Gerry, well done to you.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Gerry, look, I think this was his fourth Group 1 final, and he was the favourite, but how confident were you going into this run? It's never easy travelling, is it, from Victoria to Adelaide?
No, it's not. We were extremely happy with the box draw. Box 2 was just about perfect for us. We headed off from Gippsland in Victoria at about 5 o'clock on Saturday morning and arrived at the track. Dog travelled really well. I was pretty confident that the dog would run well. He's matured a lot in the last 3 months since going to Tony and Marie Zammit's up in Queensland for the Winter Cup. Did an outstanding job. You're too young, Stu, to remember Burnborough, but that was a Burnborough-type finish.
Ah, certainly. And hey, Gerry, just put us back in your shoes there. Now, he was four lengths back from Cardiology at the penultimate corner. So, look, come on, be honest. Did you thought, oh, no, he's left it too late here?
Oh, yes, I did. But I was encouraged by the fact that he was on the rails. The dog is a mad railer. And I was, at that stage, looking at the form guide for second and third prize money, hoping that we weren't going to run fourth. Second prize money was 20,000 and third prize money was 10. And good Lord, that last 80 yards, that was almost like he just joined in the race.
Well, good on you. And hey, I like your honesty there, mate. And look, what was it like? Put us in your shoes then, that last 100 metres when he was charging home. What were your emotions? What was it like for you watching that?
Oh, heart thumping. Come on, big boy. I know you can do it. Well, I hope you can do it. And look, the congratulations I received from the other trainers after the race, Rusty Dillon, who had Big Easy Red in box one, an outstanding young man, all of the other trainers. Greyhound racing is a very competitive sport. Everyone wanted to win a prestigious race like the National Distance Championship Final, but they were so generous in their congratulations afterwards that made it even more special.
Well, you deserve it. And, Gerry, what a wonderful year you've had with Ring the Bell and Bells Are Ringing as well. Look, what's it been like for you? As I said, it's almost been like a fairy tale. What's it been like for you to enjoy this year?
Yeah, total fairy tale. I only have 5 dogs. A friend of 40 years and I train the dogs together. His name is Kelvin Jones. We only have 5 dogs. Both he and I are retired. We're living the dream of every retiree of having 5 dogs. Greyhounds are so good for physical and mental health. We walk our dogs still regularly, and it has been a fairy tale, but the added joy has been it's all been involved with family. The litter was bred by my son-in-law and is owned by him and his brothers and friends. And when it's a family connection, that's everything that's great about greyhound racing.
Yeah, and you touched on this there as well with your answer, Jay, but I think you got back into greyhound training only a couple of years ago. Was that quite a tough decision? And, well, how satisfying has this period been for you? What's greyhound racing brought for you these last couple of years?
Well, Stu, I retired after 35 years of employment with a government department down here in Victoria, age 63, probably unemployable at that stage. Thought, what am I going to do? And the suggestion was from my family was to get out of the house and stop moping around and then trying to help everyone. So I went out to the shed, built 5 kennels. That's all I'll ever have. We're not putting on any more kennels. It's meant everything to me. It's exceeded any wildest dreams. 2 Group 1s in a year for a hobby trainer who's really been only involved for 2 years. How could you not be overawed?
What a wonderful story. And hey, Gerry, I think you've got a birthday in 5 or 6 weeks' time, if I'm not mistaken. So you got 75,000 last night. So come on, what's it going to be, the Caribbean cruise or the BMW?
Oh, I'm thinking of the Harley Davidson midlife crisis solution at this stage. No, I think one of the great things is when you're involved with your family and you're able to share the prize money with your family. Look, I'm in a position that the money is the joy, it's the prestige. Look at the winners of that National Distance Championship going back 30 years to dogs like Bolter's Gift, to dogs like Sweet It Is. This is the prestige that you can't buy.
Well, you certainly deserve it. And look, if you get that Harley Davidson and you enjoy it, mate, you've had a wonderful year and you really deserve it. Congratulations for last night. That was an absolutely fantastic win.
As you said, the atmosphere at Angle Park last night, when Wormburner went to the front in his sprint final, championship final, the roar was reminiscent of greyhound racing and horse racing of 20 and 30 years ago when the crowds were there. It was so electrifying. It was fantastic to be there.
Jerry, we'll leave that there. Funny you should mention that, because let's go out with Wormburner. Here we go. Jerry, well done to you. Thanks for your time.
Terrific. Thank you.
Way. Now Zambora Brocky left well. So did Wormburner. He's up second. He's charging forward, Wormburner. He's going to find the lead. Wormburner shot away by two lengths now. Zambora Brocky second. Out wide of the track, Times Square. Then came behind them Dundee Osprey. Further back is Fabregal. Well back, Ben TK. Further back in the field, Buckle Up Bono. Last outside pass, Wormburner. He's shot clear. He's five lengths clear of Zambora Brocky. And it's a hometown victory, all right. Wormburner shot away to win by six. Second Zambora Brocky, third placing Times Square, fourth Dundee Osprey. What a thrill for Cameron Butcher. Then came outside pass Fabregal and Buckle Up Bono back to the rear with Ben TK. Have a look at the time if you don't mind. 29:17.
Yeah, what a great call it was, and what a result, Stu.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still recovering from that run by Wormburner, to be honest. 29:17, an absolutely outstanding effort. Not a track record, but certainly not too far off. And to do that from box six, Kev, against that field, just an absolutely brilliant effort. And look, I was looking at the records as well. Wormburner has now won his last 11 starts, all at Angle Park, all under 30 seconds as well. So he's the king of Angle Park, all right. So well done to Wormburner. Well done to his connections. Cameron Butcher, his trainer, done an absolutely fantastic job with that greyhound.
Certainly been well named also, Wormburner. And before we leave you, Stu, we should, I guess, touch on the Group 2 Black Top at the Gardens on Friday night. Pantera and Nera. Here's how that one went with Johnny Mack.
Away and running now, stepping out good towards the inside. Lochinvar Klein, but sweeping to the lead. Mystic Quality led out of the straight, getting into second place. Pantera Nero, two lengths from the leader as they went to the bag. Marja Mahi, Mahi down the back, followed further back by Little Bit Sweeter. Out wide was Zipping Echo, a good way back to One Hill in second last place. Lochinvar Klein, and it's at the tail of the field with Wing Fan as they travel towards the turn and taking over. Pantera Nero sprinted away. Pantera Nero, Marja Mahi, Pantera Nero beat Marja Mahi Mahi. In third place there was One Hill, fourth to finish Zipping Echo.
All right, Pantera Nera there got home at around $2.40. Good win.
It certainly was. And Pantera Nera now won 16 of his last 20 starts. Kev, a greyhound definitely to watch. Well done to his trainer Gavin Burke, doing a super job. And also well done quickly as well to James Karamatic. He won the Group 3 Cranbourne Puppy Classic last night with Boss in it. Another fantastic win there.
All righty, we've got to go to a race in just a moment at Tiaroa, a hurdle race. So give us a quick run through meetings this week, Stu.
Yeah, well, we've got plenty going on in New South Wales. We've got the Twilight meetings at Canberra and Wagga coming up this evening. Loads of other racing this week as well, including on Saturday night at Wentworth Park, the heats of the Group 2 Bob Payne. That should be a fantastic night. And, of course, your Fields Form and Expert Picks are at thedogs.com.au.
And we'll get you back shortly and have a look at this program at Wagga this afternoon.
Certainly will. I think I've got plenty of winners for you from Wagga today, mate.
As usual, Stu. Love your confidence. Thank you, mate. Stu Turner from thedogs.com.au. The Chasing and Pacing Rewind is back again next Sunday between 10:30 and 11. As we take you to New Zealand here, this is a two-mile hurdle race with three Raisa Fuasha, your favourite here at $2.20.
Out by half a length from Delaro. Two lengths away is the Magic. Two back next is Hunter's Creek in fourth position. Three lengths away. Then to Beverly Beck, and you have to go five lengths away. Yip Sun, then Master Michael, followed by Shear the Blame, Puddle Alley. Two and a half away. Back third last here is Le Bon Finn from Candidly. And Razor Fuasha with Stone Motherless as they swing into the back now, nearing the 1,450 metres. Looking to compress ranks here. The leader is the name's Bond. A length in advance of Delaro as they head to the first down the back. Two lengths away is the Magic, then Hunter's Creek. The eyes on the leaders as they clear it now. Over the rest of the field, Stream Favourite is still last, now being urged along, but still 20 lengths off them. Heading towards the second down the back. Pacemakers are the names Bond and Delaro, and they've gone for it a long way from home here. They lead by three from Misty Magic. Six lengths away, Hunter's Creek, then Yip Sun. Three back and behind these as they clear the third down the back then is Master Michael, followed by Shear the Blame. came, and then came Beverly Beck. Well back here is Candidly. With it also was Le Bec Fangio. I'm a huge fan of Razor Fuasho, but it's going to have to do something special from where it is. And a long way back then, dropping out is Puddle Alley. Down towards the 700 metres they come. And it's the names Bond and Delaro. They're out by 3 lengths on Isti Magic. You still have to go 10 lengths away then to Yip Sun from Hunter's Creek. Master Michael, Razor Fuasho starting to get away on now, but he still must be a dozen lengths off these leaders. Further back, Candidly, then Beverly Beck and Le Bon Finn. Around the corner they come, three to go, four.